Hello and welcome to Food Neighbourhood on Monocle 24. I am Markus Hippi. All the cities are various, the locals love for their food and drink offerings, and in this series we get to know these places. This week we head to the Northbridge neighbourhood of Perth, famous for its diverse mix of cultures and cuisines. Our guide is Monocle's Nick Moniz.
Western Australia's capital, Perth, is famous for its seemingly endless sunshine, sandy beaches, and great quality of life. It holds the title for being the most isolated major city in the world. Combined with a relaxed pace of life here, it also has a reputation for being a little, well, boring. However, investment in Perth's civic and cultural institutions, thanks to a decade-long mining boom, has given the city the opportunity to shake the moniker Dalesville. In recent years, it's taken on a new energy, and nowhere is this transformation more noticeable than in the central neighbourhood of Northbridge. One of Perth's oldest, it was the first home for migrants from across the globe for the majority of the 20th century. The result is an eclectic neighbourhood with a mix of businesses, cultures and cuisines, all making their home along Northbridge's bustling William and James Streets. Since 2009, there have been upgrades to the State Library and Art Gallery, the construction of a state theatre centre and the sinking of a railway line to make room for Yagan Square. Thanks to these civic works and the neighbourhood's storied multicultural background, Northbridge has firmly entrenched itself as Perth's food and entertainment hub. Its dining offerings are diverse, high quality, and hard to resist. This change in direction is embodied at Yagan Square, where a grouping of providors, small cafes and restaurants ply their trade in a market hall adjacent the new public plaza. It's a melting pot of cuisines, with imported and local gourmet foods available for purchase, echoing the historic diversity of the area. The arrival of large numbers of Southern Europeans following the Second World War saw an explosion in cafe life and the establishment of grocers like the Ray Store, who sold imported Italian groceries to the growing number of migrants. In Northbridge, Australia's newest citizens enjoyed playing cards and sipping espressos in the Mediterranean restaurants and cafes that began popping up along William Street. Since its opening in 2015, Shadow Wine Bar has taken its inspiration from these strong food traditions brought to the area by the Italian migrants. Their most popular dish? Shark Bay Crab Spaghettini. With pasta made from scratch on-premise every morning, it's a light and simple meal complete with capers, tomatoes and delectable crustaceans fresh from the state's northwest. A short stroll from here is a small grouping of alleys that reflect the neighbourhood's equally strong Asian heritage. It is replete with a pailu, a traditional Chinese gateway that acknowledges the Chinese community's continued presence in the area since the late 1800s. Here, the laneways play host to restaurants that will serve you bubble tea, Korean barbecue, and wonton noodle dishes until 3 a.m. A tasty, if somewhat greasy, end to any late night jaunt through Northbridge. Of note is The Standard, an Asian fusion restaurant and cocktail bar that sits on Nick's Lane. The venue offers views of the city skyline from their rooftop garden. This makes it the perfect setting for food and drink in summer, right before you catch a show at the city's Fringe or International Arts Festival. Rather shrewdly, they offer a pre-show menu that will ensure you can enjoy some fusion goodness, like the kombu braised cabbage with mushrooms and gyoza skins, and still comfortably make the curtain call at your desired performance. Hot on the heels of Asian and European migrants was Northbridge's establishment as Perth's nightlife hotspot, a reputation it maintains to this day. Following the approval of licences for small bars in 2008, Northbridge has experienced a boom in boutique bars. Highlights include Wines of a Wile, a natural wine store and bar serving a selection of 200 wines from the famous Margaret River region and beyond. And Sneaky Tony's, a speakeasy that's home to bespoke rum cocktails. Like all good speakeasies, its address has never been revealed. Entry is reported to be via a hidden door off Nick's Lane. If you are lucky enough to find it, pull up a stool and have the knowledgeable bartenders pour your dram. They have over 300 types of rum on offer. Just be sure you don't try them all in one sitting. Whether you come to Northbridge for its Mediterranean cuisine, vibrant Asian dishes, or just a cheeky drink, you'll quickly realise just how walkable the neighbourhood is. The best way to experience it? A comfortable stroll from one venue to the next, as you put together your own progressive meal. For Monocle in Perth, I'm Nick Moniz.
This has been episode number 118 of Food Neighbourhoods. Thanks to Nick for the tour in Perth's Northbridge. For more food and drink stories, tune into the menu every Friday at 1900 London time. I am Markus Hippi. Thanks for listening and bye for now.